In CI News this week, puberty blockers for gender-confused children are now banned indefinitely across the UK. Nearly 8 in 10 university staff believe free speech has become more restricted over the last 10 years. And Christian MP David Smith is appointed the new UK Special Envoy for Freedom of Religion or Belief. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 13th of December. I'm Rhys Kerno. A UK-wide ban on the sale or supply of puberty-blocking drugs to gender-confused children has been extended indefinitely. Announcing the end to existing temporary measures, Health Secretary Wes Streeting attributed the decision to evidence that the current prescribing pathway poses an unacceptable safety risk to children and young people. The Stormont executive approved an indefinite ban in Northern Ireland on Tuesday, and the Scottish government confirmed the policy will also apply north of the border. Announcing the ban, Streeting said, "It is a scandal that medicine was given to vulnerable young children without proof that it is safe or effective." However, Streeting also repeated his commitment to setting up a clinical trial into the use of puberty blockers next year, as recommended by the CAS review, but campaigners are raising significant practical and ethical concerns about the proposal. They called on him to pause the study and engage in open and constructive dialogue. Almost 8 in 10 university staff believe free speech has become more restricted over the last decade. Of 452 respondents across 28 countries surveyed by Times Higher Education, 77% agreed that academic free speech is now more limited. Just 12% disagreed, with 11% unsure. When asked which factors most impact their free speech, the majority said they self-censor for fear of being disciplined or losing a promotion. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson told the Commons that despite shelving the Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act, the government is committed to protecting free speech on campus. "We want to make sure that our universities are places of intellectual challenge and rigour, where people will be exposed to views with which they may disagree." Pizza Hut has come under fire for encouraging its customers to gamble. The promotion told those submitting online orders that they had unlocked up to 300 free spins at your favourite casino, adding "no deposit required. Claim your spins today." Digital Adventures said the advert has now ended and that an external network was responsible for placing it on Pizza Hut's website. Annie Ashton, whose husband committed suicide following a gambling relapse, warned how free spins can quickly lead to problem gambling. "The recklessness of this Pizza Hut promotion is staggering. Offering hundreds of free spins on highly addictive casino games, while not knowing if those people may be in recovery from an addiction, is not just careless, it's dangerous." And finally, a Christian MP has been appointed as the government's new UK Special Envoy for Freedom of Religion or Belief. Labour MP David Smith will take up the role in the new year, succeeding Fiona Bruce, who helped the government promote religious freedom for almost 4 years. Smith was the Bible Society's head of international programme for over 7 years, travelling around the world from Argentina and China to the Middle East. Raised in a Christian home, the MP told Premier Christian Radio how he came to faith as a young child.
"I've been a Christian for most of my lifetime. You know, I grew up in a Christian family, and in some senses there was no great Damascus Road moment. I do remember as a four-year-old lad sitting with my best friend in the street that we grew up in, and him asking me what was it, you know, about my faith that was different. And I had a sort of realization moment that I sort of had to get right with God, which sounds strange as a four-year-old. But, you know, I was very blessed to grow up in a Christian family and to be completely immersed in the Christian faith through my parents."
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.